I wanted to continue from page 14, bottom of page 14. We'll be learning Sivov tonight, and Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, and then the next few Seifim as well, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be learning quite a lot about this concept of Dovah of Eid, and we'll see what we can apply from that. Sivov, bottom of the page 14. Amasa Mayim Shiniskalklo Mesachtinoi. So this is very much a follow on to what we learned last night. The Amasa Mayim Shiniskalklo Mesachtinoi. So that if you've got Amasa Mayim, is a little water reservoir, a bit of water where you keep water. It's called Amasa Mayim because of its size. An amo each way, an amo deep. So it's quite a substantial water reservoir, as it were. And if it breaks, then you're allowed to fix it. So ala masa mayim shiniskalkalo, if it broke, mesaktinoi, so you're allowed to fix it. We learned yesterday that if something which is needed for the field, if it's broken, you're allowed to fix it. If it's something which is... But you're not allowed to create something new. So this is, again, it's something which is broken, and therefore you're allowed to fix the Chol HaMoed. Ha'isa amuka tefach if it's a tefach deep. Choyfa ba'atshish, you're allowed to extend it a bit further to 6 tefachim. Ha'isa amuka tefachayim, if it was 2 tefachim deep, ma'amika atshir, you're allowed to do 7. So the point being over here is that if you've got some digging and it's breaking down, you're allowed to fix it, you're allowed to make it again, that water will be able to be drawn from there for the field. The concept behind it is, if it's Tova Oved, to fix something is permitted. New, also fixing Mutter. The next one is as follows. Sivov, Moshchin, you're allowed to direct, as a man the water, Me'ilon Elon. If you've got a water pipe or water flow, Moshchen is a Mayim Eilon Milon, you're allowed to pull it from one tree to the next tree. So it's reaching one tree, you're allowed to extend it to the next tree. Ubilvat Shalayashke is called a Sod, but you're not allowed to do the whole field. You're not allowed to go like this and cover the entire field. But if it's already a little bit wet anyway, and all you want to do is to add a bit of moisture, then mutar l'ashkei is kulo, then you can direct that it should be feeding into the whole field. Question here is with regards to the regular lawn. Are you allowed to water the lawn? Halach l'maaseh rabbeisai, having seen all those relevant seifim, you've got a garden, you've got a lawn, and you want to water it. Are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? It's quite warm, quite hot, and you know that the field needs a bit of irrigation. Can you take the hose and spritz onto the water?
Are you worried about financial loss?
So I'm worried about the lawn getting ruined.
It's not material
though,
you just switch the button
and it comes on. I would imagine it's no problem. It's otherwise,
I don't water.
Yeah.
Every time I get a
plug,
press the button, it comes on.
Yeah. But
big deal.
Yeah, so this is exactly what the post
can
write, exactly as you are saying. By the way, Mazel Tov.
Shalom
Naches.
Shalom
Naches.
It's a Sabbath.
It's going a bit white. It is going a bit white. Yeah. So very much in that. Yeah. So the Baal Simcha is right. It is mamash. That's the concept. That's it. So we discussed previously that Tova Oved is Muton Chol HaMoed as long as it's not a Tirche Yisera. If it's a great Tirche, it's also. So now, Brad pointed out correctly, is this Tova Oved or not? That was the question behind what he said. I think that the ruined lawn is probably Tova Oved. I don't know exactly the cost of it. I'm not quite sure, but there is, I suppose, a financial loss involved. And therefore, as long as it's just turning on the hose, it's not a big deal. As long as we're talking about an automated or semi-automated irrigation system, all you're doing is switching on the tap or anything like that, that wouldn't be considered a tichy yaseira. That's a very little tichy. And therefore, it's permitted as long as it's a financial loss. That's what the poskim say. As I'm talking now, I just have a question now, and I'm not sure what the answer is. Literally just popped in my mind now. Inspired by Brad's question, actually. We're saying financial loss. Now, I understand that if the loan is not going to get, its water, it's going to drought, it's going to die. However, I'm not into gardening, so I might be getting this wrong. But if you have a garden that goes dry, and you've got a loan that is not getting any water for a week, and it's drying out, and afterwards, after a week, you will water it again. What will happen to the loan?
It's usually renewed. It's very unusual for any type of agricultural product to be impacted by not having water for 1 week. I mean, it's nothing.
Very good. So if that's the case, and that's what I suspected, so then I really don't understand what the poskim write. Because then what's a dovah oved in it? Why is it dovah oved? So it's going to dry out, okay, and then after a week you renew it. You water it after a week. So shine, big deal. Don't make a fuss about it. Why is it dovah oved? Why is irrigating, even with tichy, even without tichy, should be awesome? Yossel?
Some less hardy perennial plants might get destroyed after a week, and others could go for a month. You know?
Yeah, but you're saying the lawn will be also, according to what you were saying now.
Well, if it's in a hot country with a lot of sunshine, you know, like South Africa, where Brad comes from, doesn't it go brown if it hasn't been watered?
In winter, there's no rain the whole of winter. The lawn goes yellow and brown, and as soon as the rain starts, it comes green again.
So then, based on what we are saying now, it will be also. It's not a dovah oved. It's really not a dovah oved. I'm not sure why the poskim are matir. The poskim are matir. They said that lawn, if it's a small tich, it's fine. Don't know why. Really don't know why. I'm just thinking now. Lechol, it's not a tich. Don't know. We continue. See if ches. Also, liftach mokum lesod kedishi konsu b'mayim lashkoiso. You're not allowed. Also, liftach mokum lesod. You're allowed to open up a place lasod to the field. Kedei, in order she konsu b'mayim, that water should enter. Kedishi konsu b'mayim lashkoiso to irrigate the field. So you've got a place. Also, liftach mokum lasod. You're not allowed. There's like a water reservoir before the field. You're not allowed to open it up, that the water should gather there, that eventually it will feed into the field. You can't do that. So now, if you are closing up a water reservoir, so there's water going in, you're closing it up. You're closing up this water container. You're watering it up. And you're doing that in order to catch fish. If you're closing it up, kedei, in order, lots of dogim, in order to catch fish, kedei, in order, le'ochlam b'moed, and you plan, and you intend to eat those fish on chol ha'moed, I want to have a good fish on chol ha'moed, then, kegoin she'poseach le'malo, such as, you open up on top, the water system will go down, mokem, kegoin she'poseach le'malo, mokem she'konsu, ve'lemato mokem she'etzupot muta. So if you have a kind of system that there is water coming, it's like a river, like it's draining down the water. In the middle, there's a kind of, I don't know what it's called, a water, what should we call it? A water, it's like a bigger open area, and they will flow out from that into a kind of stream again. and you want to close it off so that the water will be, that the fish will be caught in that area. When you see, you're putting like a closing so the fish will be caught inside it, you can do that. It's called trapping, catching fish, but you plan to eat Nechol HaMoed, you plan to eat on Yom Tov, it's perfectly fine. Catching fish Nechol HaMoed is fine. But if the reason why you're closing this off is so you have water there, prepared, ready, in this reservoir for after Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that because you are kind of gathering water for after Yom Tov, which is awesome. Siv Tes. Osht osul hashvois hasode letzoy charisha. If I am osul hashvois, you're allowed to make even hasode the field letzoy charisha for plowing purposes. Before the plowing, I want to make the whole field straight and even. Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that because again, that's the preparation for after Yom Tov, which is be also v'imnika. But if it's recognizable and it's evident that you intend in order to thresh the Tzorech HaMoed, actually the reason why I'm doing this is I'm threshing, this is a threshing field, and I'm doing this, the threshing process, the Tzorech HaMoed, for food consumption on Yom Tov, and therefore I'm doing the whole field, Mutar, it's permitted. So the point being, if the field, I'm processing the field for a plowing process, which will take place after Yom Tov, that's awesome. It's also, it's a tircha, it's a great tircha. Not allowed to do on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. However, if I'm doing this for threshing, and I'm going to have food from that on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, then it's fine. Of course, it's fine because it's Tzorech HaChol Nefesh, which is certainly mut on Chol HaMoed. See, if you tells us, also like an eight semina sode, I'm not allowed to gather woods minasode from the field le'apoiso to make it nice lecharisha for plowing. So if I'm planning to plow this field and I see the sticks and these wooden pieces flying around everywhere in the field, and I want to gather those wooden sticks, I'm not allowed to gather those wooden sticks if it's for plowing, which will take place at a later stage. I'm basically preparing the field for plowing. I can't do that in Chol HaMoed. However, if it's obvious that the reason why I'm picking up those woods is for, I need those woods, such as if I'm using those sticks because I'm making a fire, as for my oven or for my fireplace in the house, I need it for the fire, for fuel. Could go in such a shenoit like doilim. I take the big sticks, I leave the tiny little branch, I leave them behind. Muta is permitted. So Rabbi said, this is the point of here is I'm doing the same action really. What I'm doing is I'm picking up sticks from the floor. Now, it depends on my intention. Sometimes I'm allowed to do it, sometimes I'm not. It all depends on your intention. If I'm picking up those sticks because I'm preparing the field for plowing, It's also I'm not allowed to do that. If I'm picking up those pieces because those woods, because I'm going to use it for fuel for my oven, for my fire, then it's going to be mutter. So it depends all on my intention. It's interesting though that the intention alone is not good enough. Shulchan Aruch makes another condition. There's another qualification over here. The intention alone is not sufficient. What else do you need besides the intention? Sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. Pardon?
If you need it for Yom Tov, if you need the sticks for Yom Tov,
then
it's okay. But if you take them after Yom Tov, it's not okay.
Correct, yeah. You're for sure right. If I need those fire sticks, if I need them for the fire for after Yom Tov, that's going to be also as well. I know you're right, but I'm seeing something else here, which is quite crucial. Shulchan Aruch says, let me go through the words again. Also, le'laked etzim and sifyud. Also, le'laked etzim, I'm not allowed to collect wood. Min asode from the field. Le'apoisoy, to make it nice, to prepare it. Le'charish for plowing. Okay, I understand that. Continue Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im Nika, and if it's recognizable, Shemechaven Letzokoi, that I am preparing it, my intention is a Tzokoi for my own personal purpose. Shetzorich Leitzim, that I require the woods. Kugoin, such as Shenoitel Agdoilim, that I take the biggest sticks, Humeniach and I leave behind, Haktanim, the smaller ones, more than it's permitted. So besides the intention, there's another requirement here, which is what? Meaning, what do you mean?
Eat the house.
If I'm going to take it for eating the house, that would be a permitted purpose.
Yes.
But, correct. Sure, that's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. There is an important point in the Shulchan Aruch, which is subtle but important. Shulchan Aruch says, and the key word is the word nikah, it's recognizable. Shulchan Aruch says, the fact that I intend to take it for my fuel, the fact that I intend it, it says it needs to be recognizable. It needs to be recognizable. So I need to, if I take the bigger pieces, which are useful for the fire, and I leave behind the smaller ones, the smaller sticks, it's fine, it's permitted. Because this is an activity then that everybody sees. Look, this gentleman over here, he's taking the bigger pieces, he's leaving the smaller ones behind. There's nothing to do with plowing. He's not preparing the field for plowing. What he's really doing is he's taking woods for fire. Because for the fire, there's purpose in taking the bigger ones, and there's no point leaving the smaller ones. Okay, I hear that. What would happen though, if for argument's sake, I have a very small, for whatever the reason is, I'm gathering for permitted purpose for fire, but I'm gathering both big and small ones. What would be the halacha then? Very good. So, of course, you're right. Mistigel, spot on. The point is, it's my intention alone is not good enough. It needs to be recognizable. I've got to take the smaller ones, I've got to take the big ones and leave the smaller ones behind. So that everybody sees, oh, do you know what he's doing? It's obvious, it's recognizable, it's obvious, evident that this gentleman, what he's doing is a permitted melacha. He probably goes within the world of Maris Ha'ayin, he probably goes there. It's about taking, not only having the intention being permitted, but also it should be recognizable. Therefore, you've got to make sure that he takes the bigger ones and leaving the smaller ones behind so they can see that it's nothing good plowing, but it's about taking for fire. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And very much in line with this, see if you Aleph teaches us as follows. Or also the katzitz anfa'il nesaknoi. Thing is it called if I'm cutting the tree for the sake of the tree, so that's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do that. It's called pruning, isn't it? Pruning? Yeah, is it pruning, right? So also the katzitz, you're not allowed to cut anfei the branches or ilan of a tree, lesaknoi to fix the tree. Why not? Why is it also? Why not allowed to do that? Because in a way, it's a techa, and there's no purpose as far as Yom Tov is concerned, as Chol HaMoed is concerned. No, it's a good thing to do for the tree. It's good for the growth, but you don't have to do it now. It's not helping me for Yom Tov. So therefore, it's also. However, ve'im nika, if it's recognizable, and here again, if it's recognizable, shemechavim b'shvil ha'anofim la'achilon le'vehemtoi, if I'm cutting it off, with a very specific purpose, which is I'm cutting off the branches which are just happen to be edible for my donkey. And that's exactly what my camel likes. It's just those branches with those leaves that are just right for my animal. For loyle sakno, and it's obvious that I'm not fixing the tree for the tree's sake. I'm cutting one part of it, one certain type of branches, muta it's permitted. So here again, the intention alone, the forbidden intention is I'm cutting it for the tree. That's also. The permitted intention is to cut off for my animal. My animal is allowed to have fodder and food. So if I'm doing it for my animal, it's in principle, it's permitted. But here it is another condition. It's got to be obvious that you're doing it. So you've got to make sure that you're cutting it in a way that it's obvious. I'm not doing it for the tree's sake. I'm doing it for my animals. So here again, the intention alone is not good enough. But you've got to do it in a recognizable way. So the example given is if you cut only one side of the tree, So if it's for the tree's sake, that doesn't make any sense. You've got to make sure that it's consistent throughout the tree, and it makes sense, and it looks accordingly for you to pruning the tree. No, it would be also. If you just cut off the branches on one side, then you can see that it's not for the tree. You're doing it for your animals. Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud Beis. Ein maslin oilonos. You're not allowed to maslin literally means to worm. So it's I think what it is v'loy mezamin. So the explains of the perish matbikin shom zevel. You stick, you attach zevel fertilizer kedei shelo yomus ha'ilon. You're putting some kind of growth or some kind of fertilizer, something there that the tree should be healthy. It shouldn't die. So that maslin loins v'loy mizamin anetiyos. You'd have to worm the trees, but not put fertilizers and it is on the small trees. Sorry, ain maslina ilonos. You're not allowed to worm the. You're not allowed to put any of those substances on the trees and on the smaller growth. Ain maslina ilonos for loy mezamin. Perish shemat bikin sham zevel. You put fertilizers there. Kedei shaloyamus ilon for to save the tree from death. Hanatius. Avol sochin ilonos. Va'perish b'shemin. What you are allowed to do is you're allowed to smear the tree with some sort of oil, and also the fruit with some sort of oil that makes it better. So the oil is permitted, the other substances are also. What's the reason? And what's the difference? Sifkot Nud Beis. Sifkot Lamed Hei. You take the worms, I don't know what the contemporary equivalent is. You take the worms, the kind of worms that fell off the tree, you're taking them. Even if you're taking those worms, those, I don't know what it is exactly, you put them by the tree, it's good for the tree. And in fact, you could be losing the tree if you don't do this. You're not allowed to, it's a tich, he said. The oil, however, that you're smearing around it, that's okay, that's a small tich, that's not a big deal that it's permitted. This, again, goes with the rule. Tova Oved is muta if it's a small tich. Tova Oved, if it's a great tich, it's going to be also. Here, whatever the exact details is, the smearing seems to be a small tich, and it's, therefore it's fine. You're saving the tree, you're saving the pears, the fruit, it's okay, therefore, to do that. Once you're collecting the worms, Fancy that, collecting the worms. If you're collecting worms and putting in it, that seems to be a greater tircha, and therefore it's going to be also even if you're going to lose the tree. That's it for this evening, gentlemen. Cover the law of grant. Just to summarize what we learned, we spoke about the amas hamayim, the water. We spoke about catching fish, which is permitted if you're going to eat the fish on Chol HaMoed. We're creating a water reservoir for after Yom Tov is also. If you're preparing the field for plowing, it's also. If you're collecting trees, or if you're collecting sticks, then it depends. If you're collecting sticks for preparing the field, it's also. If you're collecting sticks because of the fire, it's okay. As long as it's recognizable, that's what you're doing. Similarly also with pruning the tree. If you're pruning the tree for the tree's sake, it's also, if you're pruning the tree because you really want to find food for your animals, it's okay. And with regards to the fertilizers for the trees, depends if it's a great tircha, small tircha is mutter, greater tircha is also. That's it for this evening, gentlemen. I wish you a good Shabbos.